أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلوا لله مما ذرأ من الحرث والأنعام نصيبا فقالوا هذا لله بزعمهم وهذا لشركائنا فما كان لشركائهم فلا يصل إلى الله وما كان لله فهو يصل إلى شركائهم ساء ما يحكمون. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat we discussed last, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to the mushrikeen that you carry out your practices in your condition, the state of your kufr, and I will carry on my practices in the state of iman, and then we will see what is the end result, for who will be the better result. Here in this ayat, ayat number 137 of Surah Al-An'am, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses, and the ayat going forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses some of the zulm and the oppression of the disbelievers, the mushrikeen, and the habits of the people of Makkah Mukarramah insofar as their misunderstanding, the ill and bad judgment with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ مِمَّا ذَرَأَ مِنَ الْحَوْثِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ نَصِيبًا, that they had apportioned for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created from the crops and the animals, nasiba, a portion. They had dedicated a certain portion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from whatever they would harvest, that little that they would harvest, more it will be with regards to their livestock, their camels, their cows, their sheep and their goats, and they will apportion it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they will say, فَقَالُوا هَذَا لِلَّهِ, this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah ta'ala says, بِزَعْمِهِمْ, insofar as their speculation was, that this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهَذَا لِشُرَكَائِنَا, and this is for our shuraka, this is for our idols. Now, what they used to do is whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them insofar as the livestock was concerned, the agriculture that they had, the little that they would get, they would apportion one portion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then one portion for their idols. The portion that they would apportion for Allah Ta'ala was generally less than what they would apportion for their idols. They would give more for their idols. Then what they would do with regards to the portion of Allah, they would sometimes give it out to the poor, the needy, etc. What would they do with the portion that they would take out as a sacrifice or as a vow for the idols? They would give it to the keeper of the temple, and that used to be the end of it. Sometimes the animals, like earlier Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed, they would just leave these animals to carry on wandering into the grazing lands, into the pastures, and nobody could ride it, etc. That discussion also will come in the next ayat. So hence, in this way, they would apportion one portion for Allah, and then they would apportion a portion for the idols. Sometimes it happens that when they would take out some livestock, some animals, that they would give or they would put it as the portion of Allah Ta'ala, then they will find that these animals are of very good quality. So they would not want to give the better quality to Allah Ta'ala, they would want to give the more inferior quality, so they would take that out and they would put it into the idol's portion. And sometimes if the idols had the better portion, that was fine. And in this way, they used to make one portion for Allah, and they used to make one portion for the idols. Now sometimes it would happen that the livestock, the breeding wasn't good, so there wasn't very many livestock, so there was no problem with that. Whatever was Allah's portion, they will cut down. And whatever the idol's portion would be, that must be full, and there must be no shortage, there must be no cutting down, no lessening the portion of the idols, and that is how they would then distribute what they thought was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what they gave in the name of the idols. So Allah ta'ala says, فَمَا كَانَ لِشُرَكَائِهِمْ فَلَا يَصِلُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, that portion that they apportioned for the shuraka, for the idols, that will not reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there was more in the idols portion, they wouldn't take it out and give it to the portion of Allah ta'ala. On the other hand, وَمَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ فَهُوَ يَصِلُ إِلَى شُرَكَائِهِمْ. If perchance there was good quality or extra that they gave out in the name of Allah, then that they would definitely take out and they would give it to the idols. Now Allah ta'ala says at the end of it, سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Very ill, very evil is what they judged. What is evil about this? What is ill? At the very beginning, mimma dhara'a. Who created all of this? Allah Ta'ala created the animals. Allah Ta'ala had created the crops. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives us our rozi. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sees to our every need. Certain things that we didn't realize would be a need, Allah had known it and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given it. Now you take out one portion for Allah Rabbul Izzat and you take out a portion for the idol. And then if the idol's portion is less, you take out from the portion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very, very ill judgment. This is a very incorrect and a bad judgment that you make. Everything is supposed to be sacrificed in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this, some of the contemporary mufassirin commentators have asked us to turn our gaze away from the Quraysh of Makkah and look into our hearts and our own doings on a daily basis also. One is, time belongs all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we not also like them, that we are giving more time to our dunya and lesser time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And in that lesser time that we give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there's some dunya work, we will try and finish it in that dini time also. And in the dunya time, that we will not at all accommodate any dini work or any ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is also sa'a ma yahkumun. This is evil and ill, what we have also apportioned, what we also judge. It should be that we also take out time, like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala advised Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, take out time for Allah's ibadat also, take out time for our rozi, our sustenance also. But in the time that we've taken out for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that time dedicated for Allah Rabbul Izzat, and don't bring anything else in it. The time we dedicated for dunya, bring the deen of Allah ta'ala, bring deeni work, bring Allah's work, Allah's ibadat, all of that. Then that will be a very fair a portion of our time. And of course, we can then decide insofar as our wealth and everything else is concerned. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.